Thursday, the 7th of June, Rabbi David Stern, Mitzvah Tzitzis.
As you all know, at the end of this week's parasha, Parashat Shlach Lecha, we are given the parasha of Hayom Hashem Al Moshe, Dabar Bnei Yisrael, Omar Pelem, Ophelem Tzitzis, the Mitzvah Tzitzis. I'd like to, for Ezra Hashem, discuss this morning a Minchas Chinuch in this week's Sedra. The last couple of paragraphs of the Mitzvah Chinuch on the Mitzvah Tzitzis, and go through what the Mitzvah Chinuch says, and then later towards the end say a couple of ha'oros that I have on the Mitzvah Chinuch. But in order to repeat this Mitzvah Chinuch, it's necessary to give five hakdomas in various aspects of Mitzvah Tzitzis. You'll be familiar with a lot of them, but we're going to discuss five hakdomas, and then we'll tell you what the Mechitz Chinuch says in the Gemara in Menachos. The first hakdoma is that there is a machlekes amoroim. We don't find this machlekes in the Mishnayot or in the Brises, but there's a machlekes amoroim in the Gemara in Menachos in various places where the tzitzis is chayvas talis or chayvas gavra. Shmuel is of the opinion, in that Mem Aleph or Med Aleph, that Klikufsa Chayovim Betzitzis, garments in the kufsa, in the wardrobe, are Chayov Betzitzis. As soon as you acquire the garment, a four-cornered garment obviously, you have to put Tzitzis on even before you've worn it. Even if you do not wear it, you have to put Tzitzis, because it's a Chayvas Talis. The Talis that you possess requires Tzitzis, even if you, the Gavra, are not donning this garment. Whereas Rav, there's two Amoraim Alibad Rav, but Rav Chista Alibad Rav, later in that Membeis, says, no, Tzitzis is Chayvas Gavra. If the man puts on a Dalet Kamfus, he has to put on Tzitzis, but as long as he hasn't put on his Dalet Kamfus, he doesn't have to put on Tzitzis. We, of course, Paskin Chayvas Gavra. Very often people will go to the store and will buy a Beged, and they'll buy separately tzitzis, they want to put it on themselves, and they'll keep it for a number of weeks before they put on the tzitzis. There's no problem with that. It's only when you actually wear the beged that you have to ensure that there are tzitzis on it. But that's a machlok samaram in the Gemara between Shmuel and Rav Chista Alibed Rav. Rav Nachman Alibed Rav holds like Shmuel, like Rav said like Shmuel. But between Rav Chista Alibed Rav and Shmuel, is tzitzis chayvas talis or chayvas gavra? That's hakadoma number one. Hakdama number two is that there is a machlekes tanoim in Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, mentioned elsewhere as well, whether laila is zman tzitzis or not. Is there a chiyuv to wear tzitzis at night? We'll see perhaps in a second there's a machlekes rishonim how to understand this shita. Is there a chiyuv to wear tzitzis at night? So Rav Shimon, the Tanor of Shimon, Shimon ben Yochai, says, it says in the Patera Uraisem Oisoi, you have to see them, they have to be visible. Prat Lixus Lailo. This excludes a nighttime garment, because at night, ostensibly, garments cannot be seen, and therefore a garment worn at night is potter from tzitzis. Whereas the Rabbanon disagree over there in the Brisa, so the Rabbanon say Uraisem Oisoi is coming for a different Rosha. There is no exclusion for Lixus Lailo. Lixus Lailo is also Mechuyiv Betzitzis. In parentheses, there is a well-known machlokes rishonim brought down in Shulchan Aruch. What exactly does Rav Shimon mean to exclude when he says a ksus laila is potter from tzitzis? The Rambam learns very simply that it means a garment that you wear at night is potter from tzitzis. Depends on when you wear it. If you wear it at night, it's potter from tzitzis. If you wear it during the daytime, it's chayav tzitzis. The self-same garment, says the Rambam, which you wear during the day, your business suit, if it's four cornered, when it becomes dark, it's not potter from tzitzis. Conversely, says the Rambam, you can have your nightshirt. If you were to wear it during the day, it's chayav tzitzis. If you wear it by day, it's chayav tzitzis, kun Rav Shimon. If you wear it by night, it's potter from tzitzis. Whereas Tosfos, the Rabbi Natam, and the Rosh, they learn note that Rav Shimon wasn't excluding when you wear the garment, rather he was excluding the type of garment. A ksus yoyme, a garment designated for day wear, is chayv v'tzitzis even v'alayla. If you wear your business suit at night, it still remains chayv v'tzitzis. Whereas a ksus v'alayla, that's the lotion of the price, a ksus v'alayla, a nighttime garment, a garment designated for nighttime wear, even if worn during the day, is potter from tzitzis. There is a third shitta, the Ram in Kedushin, who actually says that both things are required. It has to be a daytime garment, a ksus yoyme, but it also has to be worn bizman horoyuleria by day. So the Ram learns, Shara Melech suggests, this is Shittas Rashi too, that it has to be both a daytime garment and when worn by day. That's all in parentheses. What exactly Rav Shimon meant to exclude when he excludes the ksus laila? But in any event, Nachloek Talon, Rav Shimon says that ksus laila is potter from tzitzis, laila loves man tzitzis, or isem oisei, and the Rabbanon disagree. The third Hagdoma is that, based on this second Hagdoma, in that self same brisa, there's a machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon whether women are machlokes the tzitzis. We all know that a mitzvah sasei shehazman groma, a mitzvah sasei which is time dependent, women are potter from, as a rule, generally. So are they machlokes the tzitzis or not? So the Gemara says that Tanakama holds hakoyach hayavim the tzitzis, kehanim, levim, yisraelim, gerim, noshim, avodim. The Rabbanon holds noshim amuchli the tzitzis, and Rav Shimon is pointed the noshim mitnei to mitzvasei shazman gromu. And the Gemara explains Rav Shimon holds the ruisa moisa pratlik sus laila, so that tzitzis is a mitzvah which you amuchli only by day, therefore it's a mitzvah shazman groma, so women are potter. Whereas Rabbanon holds that sus laila is also chayav. So it's not a mitzvah shazman groma, it's 24/7, and therefore the Rabbanon holds that women are mechuyev the tzitzis. Interestingly, you might wonder, according to the Rambam, it's understandable why Rav Shimon would consider tzitzis a mitzvah shazman groma, because indeed whatever you wear during the day you're chayev, comes night you're potter. So you're only mechuyev to do the mitzvah by day and not by night. Like tefillin is mitzvah shazman groma because you only have mechuyev to wear it by day and not by night. But according to Rabbi Nitam Shitta, if you take a ksus, you only mechuyev to have sits on this the entire 24 hours. A ksus laila is potter the entire 24 hours. It's more like the blue garment is chayv and the green garment is potter, but the one which is chayv is always chayv, the one which is potter is always potter. Why is that called the mitzvah seishah of mangroma? That's in fact what led the Ram to suggest that you need actually both components. It needs to be a ksus yom, but it also needs to be worn by day. But Tosfos, in Daf Mem on the base, notes this difficulty according to Rabbi Nathan, and Tosfos says, Nishkefelach mikomok and mikra shapiz man groma shahayoyim goyrim lechayiv hamalbush. At the end of the day, what defines which beggar is mechuyev is not the color of the beggar, but it's whether it's designated for day wear or for night wear. So the yoyim is a goyrim in the chayiv of the malbush, therefore we still do that in mitzvah say of man groma. So that's the third hakdoma, that's dependent on whether lailo is man tzitzis or not, is whether women are mechuyev of Shimon Papa's women. And the Rabbanon on the Chayvon. The fourth Hakadoma is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanon, Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Anossi, and Rabbanon, in Sukkah, in Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Mem Vav Amud Aleph, sorry. There's a machlekes over there, tefillin. Rebbe says, Kolzman shemanicha mevorach aleh. We know that Ikra Adin tefillin should be worn the entire day. Today we don't consider ourselves to be able to have a guf noki, so we do not wear it only for tefillah, but tefillin Ikra Adin should be worn the entire day. If a person had to take off his tefillin, he had to run out somewhere, it wasn't comfortable for him to wear his tefillin, so he took off his tefillin, and then he comes back later on during the day and he puts on his tefillin. Should he make another bracha? So Rabbi says, Kolzman shemanicha, whenever you put them on, you make a new bracha. Rashi over there says, "I fill a mayor upon him, but you're cholit your tefillin." Perhaps without intention to put it back on, or the time lapse was significant, and then you come back and you put on your tefillin again, you have to make a new bracha. And the Rabbanon disagree over there. The Rabbanon say, "No, you mevorach aleh in shachris, and that's it. You only make a bracha once a day in the morning, and then you remove it, you put it back, you remove it, you put it back. You never again make a bracha only once in the morning." And it's evident in that Gemara over there in the context that the machlokes in Rebbe and Rabbanon is more or less as follows. The chiyuv of mitzvah tefillin is clearly the entire day. The entire day a person has got a chiyuv akakasa b'davon, he has to be wearing his tefillin. But once he's taken off his tefillin, he's no longer in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tefillin. For whatever reason, he's taken off. So Rebbe holds, every time you are mekayim, you come again to be mekayim your mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha. The fact that the chiyuv of this morning is still extant, still around, is of no significance. You stop, you mekayim your mitzvah, you have to make a bracha when you come back to be mekayim your mitzvah. And the Rabbanon holds, no, the Rabbanon holds that if this morning's chiyuv, it's not a new chiyuv, it's the same chiyuv of this morning, it's not like the night interrupted it. The same chiyuv of this morning is still around. As long as this morning's chiyuv is still around, you've made a bracha when you began initially the mitzvah resulting from this chiyuv. As long as this chiyuv is still around, you do not repeat your bracha. The Gemara over there actually says that the same machlokes would pertain to sukkah. The sukkah stage shvat yom, there's no chiluk between day and night. In the entire 7 days, you have the same chiyuv to sit in the sukkah if and when you eat a mezonos or pas. Rebbe holds, every time you go in and you have a mezonos, you have to make a new bracha of leishev sukkah, which is of course how we pasken. Whereas Rabbanan holds, no, the same chiyuv that began on the first day is continued. You went out of the sukkah, now you're having a new mezonos, you're now fulfilling your mitzvah anew, but the chiyuv sukkah is the same chiyuv as began on day one. So Rabbanan says, you only make a leishev sukkah on day one, and you no longer make it for the rest of the 7 days. Rabbanan says, you only make a bracha when the chiyuv began, and as long as that chiyuv is still around, you don't repeat the bracha. And Rebbe holds that each time you're mekayim the mitzvah anew, you make a bracha on the new kiyum mitzvah. That's Hakdoma number 4, in Machlokes is Rebbe and Rabbanon in Sukkah Daf and Dorum Dov. And Hakdoma number 5 is quite well known ritzvah in Kiddushin Daf Chof Tes Omed Aleph. The Gemara over there tells us that a lady is potter from mitzvah milah. Like it says, Vayomar Avraham Mitzvah Tzivonoi Kasha Tzivo Oisoi Elokim, and we dash from Oisoi Veloi Oisot, that a lady is potter from being mal her son, a lady is potter mitzvah milah. And all the Rishonim are up in arms over there as to why do we need a special potter to exclude a lady. Mitzvah milah can only be performed Vayom, Vayom Mashmini Yimo Vasar Allah said, Vayom Veloi Balaylo, so it's a mitzvah say, Shazman Goroma. So that in itself should suffice to potter ladies. So the Rishonim places of there have various terutz in the Ritzvah, and the similar answer appears in the Ran and the Raman over there. The Ritzvah says as follows. He says, perhaps mitzvah smila, which a lady would perform on her child, is not subject to the exclusion of mitzvah seishah zangrom. He says, ikla'in why? The hosam hu b'mitzvah d'nafsho. When the lady has, when the mitzvah to be performed is a mitzvah d'nafsho, the mitzvah, I'll read out the words, you can come to your own conclusion. The mitzvah d'nafsho, mitzvah which she has to perform with her guf, then we say if it's time dependent, she's potter. Aval hocha, the mitzvah d'bno, over here where it's the mitzvah of her son, hava amina, the mechayda would have said that she is indeed mechayda to perform it, if not for the exclusion of oisei v'lo yoso. And he adds, d'legoro mi beizin, the mechayda l'mimele, she would not be worse than beizin. Aren't you familiar? But the Gemara says, if the father doesn't do it, then Bezin should see to it that the child gets performed. Bezin hasn't seen to it by the time he grows up, then he has to do it himself. But she says, says the Ritzvah, she, the mother, wouldn't be worse than Bezin to ensure that the mitzvah is performed on her son. Mitzvah Seishas Langrama wouldn't pater her from such performance of such a mitzvah. So the question is exactly what the Ritzvah means, but the Minchas Chinuch understands in a few places in his sefer, he's quite radical, and he understands that the report to mean as follows: a mitzvah which you perform with your body, on your body, that mitzvah seishah zangrama excludes women for. But a mitzvah which she performs on an object extraneous to herself, mitzvah seishah zangrama doesn't pass to her. That's how he takes the report literally. If you're performing a mitzvah on your child, mitzvah shalom doesn't apply to such mitzvahs. And he compares this to the mitzvah, let's say, of the shofar or at Shabbos Hashem. There's a mitzvah say to ensure that one's land rests on Shemitah. He discusses there are women mechuyev in this mitzvah. A mitzvah comes once in 7 years, so the mitzvah say shalom grammar. And he concludes that according to the Ritzvah, they are mechuyev because it's not a mitzvah for them to perform. They don't have to put on tefillin on their body or shake the lulav with their hands. They have to ensure that they're land rests. That's a mitzvah, which he compares to mitzvah z'bno, mitzvah to ensure that it's performed with a particular object. And the Ritzvah, he claims, says that in such instances, mitzvah is not performed in a woman's own body, they're chayiv on, even though they are z'mangzol. Okay, just to briefly recap, for those who haven't written, five hakadomas. The first hakadom was machlokes ha'moraim, whether it's chayiv gavra or chayiv talit, machlokes shmuel and rav chisda libid rav. The second hakadom was machlokes of a lailo z'mansit, but not rav shimon patas. He says, re'isa moshe patlik sus lailo, and the rabbanon are machayiv, and we had machlokes shoyim, and what exactly sus lailo refers to. The third hakadom is whether women are machlokes mitzvah sittis. The Gemara says that women are potter, according to rav shimon. Shimon says rather that women are potter because of his shita and the rabbanon are machayiv women. The fourth hakadom was machlokes rebbe and rabbanon in sukkah, whether you only make a brocha at the beginning of the chiyuv of mitzvah, or like rebbe, you make the brocha at each time you are mekayem the mitzvah anew. And the fifth hakadomah was the Ritzvah in Kiddushin, who says that a mitzvah which the woman performs on, called an external, something external to herself, there is no p'tur of mitzvah she's mangrom for such mitzvahs, and she remains mechuyev although they are mangrom. So just to tie a little bit the end of the moment, the Mechitzenuch wants to, as we see, we're going to learn this tomorrow in a second, but the Mechitzenuch wants to claim as follows. He wants to suggest that if you hold tzitzis as chovach talis, if you're the chovach gavra, then it's like mitzvah tefillin. It's mitzvah to be performed on yourself as you don a garment, put on tzitzis on the garment. But if it's chovach talis, which means when you acquire a talis, you have to put tzitzis on that talis. Says the Mechitzenuch, according to the Ritzvah and Kiddushin, even if you were paskin like Rav Shimon, that it's only a ksus yoyim, which is mechuyev, not a ksus laila, but it's a mitzvah to be performed on a garment external to yourself, mitzvah says Zangrama wouldn't patter women from performing such a mitzvah. Therefore the Mechitzenuch wants to suggest that if you hold tzitzis chovas talis, then even if you're like a Shimon, that lailo lavman tzitzis, a woman are normally potter or should be potter, but according to the chovas talis, it would be chayiv based on that Ritzvah. And therefore the Mechitzenuch asks the question on the following Gemara. There's a Gemara in Menachat Daf Mem Gimel which says as follows. Please pay attention. Rav Yehuda, the Amora Rav Yehuda, who, by the way, significantly, was a student of Shmuel and of Rav, Om Rav Yehuda Ma Shmuel, Om Rav Yehuda Ma Rav, he's a Talmud of Shmuel and Rav. Rav Yehuda, Rama Techilta, he would put on tzitzis, tcheles, lefirzuma de inshe beisei, on the garment of his wife, On his wife's garment, he would put on tzitzis. A second practice that Rav Yehuda would have is umavorech kol tzafra lis'aseh bat tzitzis. Every morning when he got dressed and put on his dalat tzafras, he made a bracha lis'aseh bat tzitzis. Two practices Rav Yehuda had. He put on tzitzis on his wife's garment, and every morning he made a bracha lis'aseh bat tzitzis. So the Gemara says that these two practices are l'chayra contradictory. Midarami, since he placed it on his wife's beggar, Kosovar, it must be that he holds mitzvah say Shaloi Hazman Gromu, says the Gemara. He must hold like the Rabbonon, that Lailo is Mechuyev the tzitzis. Not say mitzvah Shaloi Hazman Gromu. If it wasn't mitzvah Shaloi Hazman, then what are you doing putting on your wife's beggar? Mitzvah Shaloi Hazman women are potter. So he must hold mitzvah say Shaloi Hazman Gromu. No. The Gemara is that night time was a Zman when you're Mechuyev the tzitzis. Whether he wore the tzitzis or not, I don't know. Perhaps he took them off. But it was Zman where you're Mechuyev b'tzitzis. And the Gemara initially thought that we will go like the Rabbonon, that as long as the Chiyuv is the same, self-same Chiyuv as was earlier on, you don't repeat the Bracha when you go in and out of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, if he holds Lailo Zman tzitzis, Amayim Mevorach Kol Tzafra V'Tzafra. So then why is he making the Bracha every single morning? So he took off his tzitzis, he's pulling it off. Doesn't matter. Rabbi, the Rabbanon said, sit in every time you take off, you put it back on. You don't make a new bracha. It's the same chiv as was in the morning. So if your Laila Azman tzitzis, says Rashi, the first time you purchase the beggar and you don it, you would make a bracha, and then, kishichadosha when it's new, and then you would never make a bracha again. So basically, if you have Laila Azman tzitzis, then it's like tzitzis. Every morning there's a fresh chiv, not only a fresh kiyum, but a fresh chiv. So we don't understand why everybody makes the bracha. But if you told Lailo Lazman tzitzis, then it's Zman Gromah, so he shouldn't be putting on his wife's beggar. Okay? If he's putting on his wife's beggar, then he holds Lailo Mansitis, the old rabbi of Mansitis, why is he making a bracha called Tafra of a Tafra? L'chayra kunt rabbonim on Nidin. So the Gemara answers Karebi. The reason why he made the bracha called Tafra of a Tafra is because he holds, like Rebbe, the Tanya, Tfilin, called Rosh Hashanah, Moroch Aleim, Devei Rebbe. So there's no problem, he holds that Rebbe then. Every time you are Mekayim, your mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha. So since you've taken off the beggar, they're now putting it back on. True, the night time is never interrupted, but he's now being the time of mitzvah anew. That's why I told Tafra Tafra, he made the bracha because he holds like Rebbe. That's the Gemara. Tells the Mishnah Chinuch, and he says, it's safe to assume, he argues, that Rav Yehuda would have held like his rebels. He would have held like Shmuel. Or he would have held like Rav, who according to Rav Chisda also held that Chedas Talis. So why does the Gemara assume from the fact that he placed tzitzit on his wife's beged that he must hold that Laila is Man Tzitzit, it's not Zman Groma? Why? What's the riot? Maybe he holds Laila Lav Man Tzitzit, so like Rav Shimon. Nevertheless, he holds that this mitzvah of Zman Groma isn't within the category of mitzvah of Zman Groma which women would be proper from. But why? Because he perhaps holds Chedas Talisu, like his Rabbein, Shmuel held. And there is one Kiddushin told us that if it's a mitzvah on an object external to yourself, then even though it's Zman Groma, women aren't put in such a mitzvah. So perhaps that's why he placed tzitzit on his wife's beged, because he holds Chedas Talisu, but indeed he holds Laila Lav Zman Tzitzit.
And his wife's garments are deemed his, or what?
No, his wife's garments are deemed hers. They're her garments, but she has the, if it's Chedas Talis, she has the chiyuv to place it on an object external to herself, so even though it's Zman Groma, nevertheless she would be Mechuyev, so he, acting on her as her agent, would put on the tzitzit on her behalf, and indeed he perhaps told Laila Lav Zman Tzitzit, and that's why the next morning, even according to Tzitzit Rabbonim, he still is safe to make a bracha, because the chiyuv has begun anew, because Laila Lav Zman Tzitzit, what's the whole kasha of the Gemara, like the Mishnah Chinuch? That's the Mishnah Chinuch question, so we finally got there, it's almost 5 to 9. So the Mishnah Chinuch answers as follows. Which bracha did he make every morning, Rav Yehuda? Do you remember? Lesateh Fatish. The Mishnah Chinuch says that there's a Gemara earlier in the Nachas, yeah, in Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, which says that if you hold Chovas Talis, then when you place your tzitzis on the garments, the Galoshon of the Gemara is Asiyofa Gemara Mitzvosa, the action is actually the end of the mitzvah, and you make a bracha as you're placing the tzitzit on the garment. You make a bracha la'asos tzitzit. If you're chevas gavra, you haven't yet begun to fulfill your mitzvah until you wear the garment. But if you hold chevas talis, then as you put your tzitzit on the garment, you make a bracha shechit shonu mitzvos v'tivonu la'asos tzitzit. That's the Gemara. And the Mechus Chinuch extrapolates from that, that if you held chevas talis, there wouldn't exist a bracha of l'hisateh patitzis. Even if you heard Laila Lav Zman Tzitzit, so that every morning there's a new mitzvah on your garments in the wardrobe to have tzitzit on them. But as the sun rose, those garments would have now a new chiyuv. Night interrupted, they'd have now a new chiyuv to have tzitzit on them. But you'd have to make a bracha. He says you wouldn't make a bracha Lav Tzitzit every morning, because you're not doing it every morning. He says you make a bracha Al Mitzvah Tzitzit. You wake up in the morning, you say, the garments in my wardrobe have tzitzit on them. I'll mitzvah tzitzit. But you wouldn't make a bracha lehis atei batzitzit because you don't fulfill the mitzvah when you don the garment. It's not a chevas gavra at all. Now he meant to make the bracha lehis atei batzitzit every morning. So the Mechus Chinuch says, evident from the nusach of the bracha that he made, that he held chevas gavra. No. So if he held chevas gavra, then marriage four is irrelevant here, because it's the regular mitzvah which you perform with your body. And therefore, if indeed he held Laila Lav Zman Tzitzit, then his wife would be potter, because it's mitzvah seichel zman groma. Therefore, it must be that he held Laila Zman Tzitzit. And if he held Laila Zman Tzitzit, then according to Tzitzit Rabbonon, he oughtn't to be making the bracha every morning. That's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara responds, he holds like Rebbe. But the proof that he didn't hold like his Rebbe, that it's Chovas Talis, is from the fact that he made the bracha lehisateh patzitzit. And he says, in fairness to the Mechus Chinuch, he actually says that there is a bahag Bar Alochas Gedolus in Menachas Av Mem, Tosfos quotes it in Shabbos Chofeim of Beis and Yevamos Tzadik on Beis as well, who says 4 words: Kaiman on Chayvav Gavra, Midah Mevorchin on Lis'atev. So the Bahar takes this view that the Bracha of Lis'atev is indicative that we paskin Chayvav Gavra, otherwise that would not be the pertinent, relevant Bracha. So we have now the answer of the Mechaz Chinuch, that true, had Rav Yudah held Chayvav Talis, the question of the Gemara wouldn't have arisen. But we see that he didn't hold Chayvav Talis, he held Chayvav Gavra, and therefore the question of the Gemara does arise, and the Gemara answers. So I just want to say three ha'oras on this Mechaz Chinuch. The first ha'ora, I think it's very difficult to comprehend, is that the Braisa says that Rav Shimon passes ladies from tzitzis because he holds neither lazman tzitzis. Now according to Mechaz Chinuch logic, that only works if Rav Shimon the Tana holds Chayvav Gavra based on this report. Because if one holds Chayvav Talis, then he claims that in the Ritzvah, it would from the Ritzvah would emerge that women would be mechuyev even if Lailo Lazman Tzitzis. So he's therefore telling us in Mechaz Chinuch that Rav Shimon the Tana holds Chayvav Talis. It's very difficult to suggest that the Tanoim have any view on this matter. It's Machleit Samuel Roim. Rav and Shmuel would both vie to establish that all Tanoim are in agreement with them to suggest that Rav Shimon, who says that women are far from Tzitzis only according to the Shit of Chayvav Talis, is difficult. Which is why, that's question number one. Which is why I think it's safe to suggest that the Ritzvah never meant this universal rule that if you're doing a mitzvah on an object external to yourself, then women are mechuyev even though it's zman geroma. The Ritzvah meant something specific to mitzvah's mila. That's it. Mitzvah's mila, one is performing on behalf of one's son. Ultimately, it's the mitzvah is being performed on the son. He says, "Le go up on Bezdin." Bezdin has to ensure that the son, that the boy has this mila done to him. So there, the Ritzvah says that if not for the mila of Oisei, the Ritzvah would have said that the mother has to ensure that the son mitzvah dibeno. That was the loss of mitzvah dibeno. The son's mitzvah has to ensure it's performed on the son. That's involved in mitzvah mila, an inanimate object, shvisas kalkoros. By shmita or a beggar in your cupboard, the mitzvah is not on your beggar, it's not on the karka, it's on you. It's irrelevant if the mitzvah is to put a tzinnah on your arm or to ensure that you're begotten in the cupboard and sisters. It's a mitzvah on you. There, the Ritzvah never suggested that because merely it's an object on which to perform the mitzvah, that would suffice to say that women are mechuyev even if it's zman geroma. That's ha'ora number one. Ha'ora number two, which is indeed a ha'ora on the Bahag, but on the same lines of logic, the Bracha Lis'atev, where does this Nusach come from? It's a Tosefta in Perek Vov the Bracha. You make the Bracha Lis'atev Batzitzis. Are we going to suggest that Tosefta also only accords with a Shitta of Chayvav Talis, a Shitta in the Amoraim later on? That's difficult to suggest. Indeed, if you have a look in the Keren Oira, over here in Daf Mem Beis, he says otherwise. Because he says that even if tzitzis is chayvav talis, you don't put it on your dishcloth, right? You put it on your garments. And the Gemara says it's because gedilin ta'aseh lecho asher techaseh bo. You put on garments which you are going to wear. Except if you're chayvav talis, the chiyuv begins even before you wear it. On garments which you are going to wear. The Gemara says that if a man makes tzitzis, if a man acquires tzitzis for himself, even according to the shitta that Chayvav Talisu, he doesn't have to put tzitzis on these tachrichim because it says Asher techasebo v'hai lav leichtu yaviza. He is not going to ever cover himself whilst alive in these begodim. So even if your Chayvav Talis says a keren oira, it's only on a zah talis which you are going to don, which you're going to wear. It says that the keren oira that if so, it's safe to assume that even though the Gemara says you make a bracha lasis tzitzis when you put the tzitzis on the garment, you're going to talis. But at the end of the day, avada, the purpose of putting on tzitzis on the garment is to wear it. And therefore he says, avada, when you wear it, you're also doing a mitzvah. So avada, he says, it passes, it's correct to make a bracha lehis'ateh batzitzis when you wear the garment as well. Which is another reason why I believe that the Ritzvah would be inapplicable over here. Apart from my first reason that he's only talking about Mila. Because even if you were to say that a mitzvah which you perform on an object external to yourself, women are mechuyif on always. But a talis, it's not like charta, it's that you put tzitzis on your talis because you're going to wear it. Asher techasebo. And therefore, ultimately, the purpose of this mitzvah is to wear the beged with the tzitzis on it. And therefore, even if the Mishnah's understanding of it before would be correct, but tzitzis, whose purpose is for the woman to wear herself, or for a person to wear himself, that lechayah clearly would fall under the category of a mitzvah shebeguf, which certainly in mitzvahs of Langroma women would be potter from. So my second oil on the Mishnah's chinuch is that lechayah, him having made lehis'ateh, cannot indicate that he held chodas talis, because it's a brisa, and plus that brisa has to accord with everyone, even with those who hold chodas gavra, because the purpose of putting tzitzis on a beged is to wear it, and therefore the bracha lehis'ateh is appropriate even according to shittas of chodas talis. And my third and final ha'orah, and I hope you'll just give me a couple of extra minutes to complete this, is that the Miches Chinuch wanted to suggest that if Rav Yehuda would have held Chodas Talit, then the Gemara's question wouldn't have been a question. But he happens to hold Chodas Gavra, as we see from his Bracha Leis Atif. That's the Miches Chinuch line. But it's difficult to suggest that the Gemara can be learnt if you hold Chodas Gavra. On the contrary, it would seem that the Gemara is best understandable only if you hold that the Gemara understood that Rabbi Yehuda held Chodas Talisu. Mamash faket to what the Mishnah Chinuch is suggesting. Lehis'ateh already suggested is not a problem. And on the contrary, the Gemara, I think, can only be understood if you take on that Rabbi Yehuda held like in Rebbe Shmuel that tzitzis is a Chodas Talis. Why? Because what was the Gemara's happening? What's happening in the world? Why is he making a bracha every morning? If Lila is Zman Tzitzis, then every morning it's the same chiv as yesterday, so according to Shitz Rabbonon in Sukkah, why is he making a bracha every morning? Now I ask you, if you learn Tzitzis Chayvav Gavra, so the Chayvav is to put on Tzitzis when you wear it. So, even if Lila is Zman Tzitzis, but when you take it off, you're no longer Mechuyiv with Tzitzis. Filling you machuiv, as long as the time of chiyuv is here, you machuiv. You've taken it off because you have to go to the WC, whatever it is, but your machuiv is still the etzim. But tzitzis, it's well known this, you're not machuiv to put on a dalet comfort. It's not required. If you put on a dalet comfort, you become nischai of the place, four tzitzis on the four corners. If you don't wish, you don't put on a dalet comfort. But the Gemara says, the Ibn Rizcha, at the time of anger, Hashem can be angry with someone who hasn't be mechayev himself in this mitzvah, but me'ikra din, you have no chiyuv to put on a dalet kamfus. So if Rav Yehuda took off his garments at night, had he held chevas talis, chevas gavra, when he put it on the next morning, would this be the same chiyuv as yesterday? It wouldn't be the same chiyuv as yesterday, even if Lilo is man sitters, but if you hold chevas gavra, so by taking it off, yesterday's chiv is now left you, because you've taken it off. Putting it on again, you now be mechayev yourself anew by putting it on. Chodas gavra. Now you be mechayev yourself anew. You have to put on again tzitzis. So the Gemara wouldn't have had a kasha why you're making a bracha each morning, even called tzitzis rabbonon, that you only make a bracha once per chiv. But the chiv is a new chiv this morning, because I put on the beged anew, and if it's chodas gavra, then by putting on the beged anew, I now have a new chiv. The Keren Ora says this. The Gemara's question can only be understood if you learn Chodas Talis. And then, if Lila is Mam Sitzis, then it emerges that yesterday's Chiyuv was present throughout the night and is present this morning, because as long as this Talis was around, there was a Chiyuv on his garment. So why, indeed, like Rabbanon, would you make a bracha every morning? So that, on the contrary, not only is the Gemara not... The Nechsimah says the Gemara wouldn't have had a sugi at all, had he held Chodas Talis. We're saying on the contrary, had the sugi held Chodas Gavra, then the sugi wouldn't have been a sugi, because it's clear why he makes the bracha every morning. Every morning he puts on, he has a new chiv. The sugi must have held the refuse. That's not like Shmuel is Rebbe and Chodas Gavra, Chodas Talis. And therefore, the Gemara helps, the chiv is constant throughout the night. There's no need to make a bracha every morning. That's my third ha'or on the Minchas Chinuch. One can be miyash of that, but time is up, so I won't. Al-Kaponim, what we said was that the Miches Chinuch thought that according to the Rishon Kiddushin, if Chayvas Talis, then women would be Mechuyev In any event, therefore the Gemara wouldn't have had a kasha shver. You couldn't prove that he held Lailo Zman Sittis from the fact that he put on his wife's beged. And therefore, L'chaira, what's the kasha of the Gemara? So Mr. Tzimel said it must be that the Gemara felt from the broch of the list atis that he holds it's Chayim of Gavra. But we're saying no tax to it for Miuchet to Mila, or in any event doesn't apply to Tzitzis whose purpose is to wear it, and the broch of the list atis is Shayach even if he holds Chayim of Talis. And on the contrary, perhaps the Gemara makes more sense even if you hold Chedav Talis, then the Havamin of the Gemara makes sense as to why Kuntra Abonon are you making a new broch every morning. If you have Chedav Gavra, then it would be a new Chiyuv, so certainly you shouldn't be making a broch every morning.